With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Coast Guard says that cargo ship that crashed into and collapsed a bridge in Baltimore underwent, quote, routine engine maintenance in port beforehand and had no reports of any problems. Also, the bodies of two of six workers who plunged into the water have now been recovered. Others are presumed dead. In the meantime, NTSB Chief Executive Jennifer Homendy says the ship's cargo included several containers of hazardous materials.
That's 764 tons of hazardous materials, mostly corrosives, flammables, and some miscellaneous hazardous materials, class 9 hazardous materials, which would include lithium ion batteries.
Also at SRNnews.com, as expected, Israel reacting angrily after the United States decided not to use its veto power on a UN Security Council resolution for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. Former State Department senior advisor Mary Kissel says the U.S. decision plays right into the hands of the terrorists.
Effectively, what we're doing is we're isolating Israel in the court of public opinion and essentially gave a green light to actors like Hamas to continue their terror.
Kissel tells the Salem Radio Network she's puzzled by the U.S. decision to abstain in that U.N. vote.
It's just a failure on the part of the U.N. staff and the leadership of the U.S. mission there that this happened. But maybe it's not a failure. Maybe they planned this all along, and this is just a matter of domestic politics and nothing more.
The pink slips will be falling next week at Ford. The automaker reportedly plans drastic cuts in the number of hourly workers at its Detroit, or rather Dearborn, Michigan factory that builds the F-150 Lightning pickup. This is SRN News. Church attendance is down.
According to the latest Gallup poll, only 30% of Protestant Christians go to worship every week. 14% say they go almost every week, and another 13% are in the pews about once a month. The Gallup survey also reveals that 16% of self-identified Christians say they never go to church. In fact, worship is in decline across all religious faiths in the U.S., with no group seeing an increase since the year 2000. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers in Kansas approving a bill that would require abortion doctors to ask patients why they want to terminate their pregnancies and then report the answers to the state. Democratic Governor Laura Kelly, strong abortion advocate, but Republicans in the legislature appear to have the two-thirds majorities they need to override a veto. Supporters of the reporting measure say it would give the state better data. This is SRN News. U.S. economy grew at a 3.4% annual pace from October through December.
The Commerce Department says the latest figure was an upgrade from its previous estimate of 3.2%. The department's revised measure of the nation's gross domestic product confirmed that the economy decelerated from its 4.9% rate of expansion in the July to September quarter. But last quarter's growth came in the face of higher interest rates and was powered by growing consumer spending, exports and business investment in buildings and software.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Home Depot buying SRS Distribution, a materials provider for professionals. That deal valued at approximately $18.25 billion. Wall Street at this hour, mixed trading right now. The Dow is up 13 points, S&P up 5, and NASDAQ has just fallen 6 points. More details at SRNnews.com.